Today's story is about a man named Dr. Paul Farmer. This man is inspiring. I'll start with telling you his short bio. Paul Farmer is UN's Deputy Special Envoy for Haiti and Chair of Global Health and Social Medicine at Harvard. He is also Professor of Anthropology at Harvard Medical School, Chief of Social Medicine and Inequalities at Boston's Brigham and Women's Hospital, and Founding Director of Partners in Health. Among his numerous awards and honors is the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation's Genius Award. In his book, Mountains Beyond Mountains, Tracy Kidder tells the story of Dr. Paul Farmer and his mission to conquer diseases among the world's poor. When Farmer was in college at Duke, he discovered the writings of Rudolf Virchow, the 19th century German physician and scientist who founded cell theory and pioneered the practice of public health medicine. Farmer applied to Harvard Medical School, one of two institutions in the country to offer a joint degree program in medicine and medical anthropology. In the meantime, he traveled to Haiti, where he planned to spend a year working in public health clinics, mastering the Creole language, and learning more about the country, the poorest in the Western Hemisphere. When Paul Farmer first arrived in Haiti in 1983, the country was enduring the second generation of dictatorship by the Duvalier family. François Papa Doc Duvalier, followed by his son known as Baby Doc, ruled by terror, suppressing all opposition through torture and murder. From the capital of Port-au-Prince, Farmer traveled into the countryside where he met well-intentioned health practitioners starved for resources. The best-equipped facilities were inaccessible to the poor, and facilities for training local doctors, nurses, and public health workers were completely inadequate. In the company of a Haitian Anglican priest, Fritz Lafontaine, Farmer traveled to the island's central plateau, where Father Lafontaine had established a school and a rudimentary clinic in the town of Mirabelais. Beyond Mirabelais, Farmer visited the arid village of Conge. Here he found a community of squatters displaced by the construction of the Peligre Dam project, living in squalid huts with dirt floors and bark roofs, with no access to clean drinking water, education, or medical care of any kind. Malaria, tuberculosis, and typhoid were rampant. In Conge, among the poorest and sickest of the poor, Paul Farmer found his calling. These were the people who needed his help the most. Father Lafontaine had started a school in the village, and Farmer resolved to build a clinic there as well, one that would treat all comers, regardless of their ability to pay, and that would train and employ local public health workers. Farmer was still in Haiti when he received word that he had been accepted at Harvard Medical School. He would simultaneously pursue a medical degree and a doctorate in medical anthropology. He returned to the United States to enroll, but having completed the formalities, he took his study materials back to Haiti. For the next 3 years, he would commute from Conge to Cambridge, returning to Harvard for exams and laboratory practice. The experience he was gaining treating the poor and sick in Haiti was more instructive than any classroom lecture. Despite his long absences, his grades were among the highest in his class. In his first trip to Cambridge, Farmer secured funding from a small medical charity called Project Bread to build a bakery in Conge, assuring a supply of wholesome bread, a first step in addressing the chronic malnutrition afflicting the region. Along with Father Lafontaine and Ophelia Dahl, a young Englishwoman who had also come to Haiti as a medical volunteer, Farmer founded a community-based health project known as Zanmi La Santé. In 1985, Paul Farmer and his colleagues opened Clinique Bon Savieux, a two-room clinic in Conge. That same year, Project Bread's principal donor, Tom White, read an article that Farmer had written for a Harvard Medical School journal and asked to meet him. A Harvard graduate and World War II veteran, White, ran a large construction company in Boston. White visited Farmer in Haiti and became convinced that Farmer's project was worth all the support he could give it. Facing a coup by his own army officers, Haiti's dictator, François Baby Doc Duvalier, fled the country in 1986. The military attempted to cling to power, but they soon faced a full-scale revolt from the suffering people of Haiti. At the same time, healthcare workers in Conge identified the community's first cases of AIDS. the disease was already pandemic in Haiti's urban slums. In the midst of this turmoil, Farmer set out to form a permanent charitable foundation to fund his work in Haiti. With Ophelia Dahl and his former Duke classmate, Todd McCormick, Farmer founded Partners in Health, PIH, in Boston in 1987. Dahl would serve as president and executive director. Tom White contributed $1 million in seed money. Another Harvard Medical School student, Jim Yong Kim, soon joined them. Like Farmer, Kim was an aspiring medical anthropologist with a particular interest in formulating effective treatment strategies for impoverished communities and in negotiating with pharmaceutical companies for the best deals available. In 1990, finishing his medical studies and earning a doctorate in anthropology, Dr. Farmer carried out a year's residence at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. With his medical training and residence completed, Dr. Farmer was able to remain in Haiti for most of each year, returning to Boston for a few months at a time, sleeping in the basement of PIH headquarters. While in Boston, Dr. Farmer served as an attending specialist on the senior staff at Brigham and launched a program in Boston's inner city to contend with rising rates of HIV and tuberculosis. Back in Haiti, Zanmi Lasante's operation grew in only a few years from a one-room clinic to a complete hospital with a nursing school, operating rooms, satellite communications, and a blood bank. It serves a community of more than 150,000 people, trains and employs local personnel as community health workers, dispensing food, water, housing assistance, education, and other social services. Farmer's innovative therapies were curing infectious diseases, such as tuberculosis, for a hundredth of the amount that treating the same disease would cost in a U.S. hospital. Farmer's achievement was recognized by the MacArthur Foundation in 1993 with a $220,000 genius grant, which Farmer immediately donated to PIH to start a research program, the Institute for Health and Social Justice. By the end of the decade, Zanmi Lasante had built schools, houses, communal sanitation and water facilities throughout the Central Plateau. It had vaccinated all the children in the area, dramatically reducing malnutrition and infant mortality. It had also launched programs for women's literacy and AIDS prevention. It had been particularly successful in combating the spread of AIDS in Haiti, one of the original flashpoints of the epidemic. By 1999, the rate of HIV transmission from infected mothers to babies in the vicinity of Kanj was less than 4%, half the contemporaneous rate in the United States. Zanmi Lasante became a global model for delivering public health services. The World Health Organization adopted its methods for controlling AIDS in over 30 countries. In Kanj, the organization successfully suppressed an outbreak of drug-resistant typhoid by reforming the water supply. Although tuberculosis, TB, was still the leading cause of adult death in the rest of Haiti, TB fatalities were virtually eliminated in the region served by Zanmi Lasante. Farmer and Zanmi Lasante enjoyed particular success in treating multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis, MDR-TB, a potent strain of the disease that has evolved, in part, because of the previous misuse of antibiotics in underdeveloped communities. After their success in Haiti, Farmer and PIH were asked to develop community-based health programs in Peru and Russia when MDR-TB outbreaks appeared there. In Peru, PIH efforts to fight MDR-TB achieved an 80% success rate, better than that of U.S. hospitals. Farmer's work attracted the support of philanthropists, including George Soros and Bill and Melinda Gates. In 2002, PIH received a $13 million grant from the Global Fund for improvements in the Kanj complex. In 2005, the William J. Clinton Foundation funded a Partners in Health AIDS program in Rwanda. Partner in Health has projects in Haiti, Lesotho, Malawi, Peru, Russia, Rwanda, and the United States, and supports other projects in Mexico and Guatemala. Dr. Paul Farmer teaches us about service. Paul Farmer has a medical degree from Harvard and a doctorate in medical anthropology, yet he has spent his life working among the poorest and sickest of the poor. Paul Farmer found his calling. He has spent his life serving people less fortunate than himself. At the heart of Kidder's book is the Haitian proverb, "Beyond mountains, there are mountains," which means as you solve one problem, another problem presents itself. There is always something else you can do or someone else who you can help. Who can you help? How can you serve? Why should you care to help someone less fortunate than yourself? How can you serve? Today's story about Dr. Paul Farmer challenges us all to question how we are serving others in our lives.